Welcome back. I'm Claire McCormack with another look at today's news headlines. Statements of support and sympathy are being shared with the Walkerton school community following the tragic deaths of four teenage girls and a teacher, Matt Eckert, all from Walkerton District Community School. They died in a London-area collision Friday while they were returning from a sporting event. Prime Minister Mark Carney issued a statement yesterday saying that this is an unimaginable loss, one that no family, no classmate, no school should ever have to endure. Canadians are holding the Walkerton community in our hearts. Premier Doug Ford, the riding's MP Ben Lobb, local representatives, other school boards, local sports teams, municipalities, and organizations are all sharing their condolences and support for the grieving community. Flags are lowered to half-mast in a number of communities around the region, and some people have placed shoes and candles on their doorsteps in their memory. Several hundred people attended a vigil at the school in Walkerton last night. Some roof work could be completed at the Julie MacArthur Regional Rec Center in Owen Sound this year. Council will decide at its meeting this evening on a staff recommendation to award an $875,000 contract for the replacement of a 40,000-square-foot section of roof, which essentially covers the YMCA area of the building. A city staff report says the roof system experienced multiple leaks shortly after construction, and there's been damage to insulation as a result. King Charles III and Queen Camilla are in Ottawa. The monarch is due to usher in a new session of Parliament. According to Prime Minister Mark Carney, the royal visit underscores the sovereignty of Canada after U.S. President Trump threatened annexation. The king is due to give the throne speech tomorrow. The NDP will not be granted official party status in Parliament. The law says a party needs at least 12 seats to be recognized. The NDP was reduced to 7 in last month's election. Without official party status, the NDP will not be allowed to ask daily questions in question period, will not be guaranteed seats on standing committees, and will lose out on financial resources provided to recognized parties. Meanwhile, Parliament has a new Speaker of the House, Liberal MP Francis Scarpellegia. And recalls of several Ford and Lincoln vehicles have been updated. Transport Canada says the recalls affect the 2022-24 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs over issues related to braking. 2025 Ford F-150 trucks are also being recalled because a loose bolt could cause a loss of steering. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 193 points to 26,073. The Dow Jones is down 256 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.8 U.S. cents, down 0.02 of a cent. And the price of oil is unchanged at $61.53 a barrel. In sports, Game 4 of the NHL Eastern Conference Final goes tonight. A chance for the Florida Panthers to punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight season. 8 o'clock start between the Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes. Florida is looking to complete the sweep. Round robin play continues at the 2025 Memorial Cup in Rimouski as well this evening. The QMJHL champions Moncton Wildcats take on the WHL's best Medicine Hat Tigers. The OHL's London Knights won their first two games and have already guaranteed themselves at least a semifinal spot. And Game 4 of the NBA's West Final goes tonight between Oklahoma City and Minnesota. The Thunder hold a 2-1 series lead. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, clearing tonight, the temperature dipping to around 6 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, a high of 20 degrees, feeling more like 14 near Georgian Bay, the UV index 8 or very high. Cloudy Wednesday with a 60% chance of rain and a high of 16. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.